This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinian militants fired a barrage of rockets, setting off air raid sirens in southern Israel as violence erupted for the second day in a row during a sensitive period of overlapping holidays. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The barrage came after another tense night at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where Israeli police clashed with Muslim worshippers. The AP filmed from outside of the mosque as Israeli police fired rubber bullets at Palestinian worshippers, who pelted objects such as books and chairs at them. Videos on social media purportedly showed Israeli police officers beating Palestinians with batons and rifle butts at the mosque. Concerns have mounted that tensions will inflame further as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan has coincided with the Jewish religious holiday of Passover. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian and Russian forces battled on Thursday in the streets of Bakhmut, eastern Ukraine's devastated fortress city, and Ukrainian soldiers said they were ready to launch their long-anticipated counteroffensive once the weather improves. Longtime Mideast rivals Iran and Saudi Arabia took another significant step toward reconciliation Thursday, formally restoring diplomatic ties after a seven-year rift, affirming the need for regional stability and agreeing to pursue economic cooperation. The agreement was reached in Beijing during a meeting between the Iranian and Saudi foreign ministers a month after China had brokered an initial reconciliation agreement between the two regional powerhouses. French demonstrators kicked off another day of protests and strikes to denounce President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform. This is VOA.